Nolte, Joe Biden takes polling dive against Trump. By John Nolte on May 6, 2020. The latest polling from Reuters shows Joe Biden losing all the important advantages he once held against President Trump. While I don't have much faith in polling, most especially when it comes to Trump, what fool does? It is useful to look at trends, most especially trends within the same polling firm, even if it is a left-wing outlet like Reuters. So here is the bad news for presumptive nominee Joe Biden, who has been credibly accused of sexually assaulting a former staffer in 1993. It should be noted Biden denies the allegation. It should also be noted, though, that Biden is engaging in a cover-up of the Senate papers that might hold corroborating evidence of the alleged assault, that Biden has been caught lying about his accuser, Tara Reid, and that Reid has 5 corroborating witnesses who say Reid told them about the alleged assault at or near the time she says it happened. Reid is also Biden's 8th accuser. Anyway. An April 21 Reuters poll showed Biden beating Trump in a head-to-head matchup by 8 full points. Since then, Reuters shows Biden has lost 6 points, and is only beating Trump by 2 points, 43-41%, which is a virtual tie. More importantly, Biden has lost major ground on the question of who is better able to handle the coronavirus response and job creation. In April, on the question of who's better suited to create jobs, Trump was ahead by only 6 points. Trump now leads rapey Joe by a whopping 13 points, 45-32%. This particular question will be crucial for voters as America faces the difficult task of reopening the economy after being locked down since March. On the question of who is better suited to handle the coronavirus response, Burisma Biden lost his lead. Trump now beats Biden by a margin of 37-35%. This is a poll of 1,215 adults, 1,015 of whom are registered voters, and has a 3-point margin of error. So what's happening here? Why the change? Well, 2 things. First off, Trump has at long last come to his senses and stopped holding those soul-killing coronavirus briefings every night. Those briefings ended up being the biggest political mistake of Trump's presidency, a way for the media to turn what should have been a solemn and informative occasion into a total shitshow. Sure, you could blame the media for this, at first. But once it became obvious what the media were up to, Trump began to look ridiculous engaging in a 2-hour grudge match. A never-ending, highly aggravating, and totally pointless wrestling match in the mud with these media pigs. The briefings diminished Trump, came to define his coronavirus leadership, which has otherwise been very good, undercut the message the task force was trying to get out, and ended up being exercises in national dysfunction. There's no question putting a stop to these helped. As far as Biden, what's hurting him is Tara Reid's increasingly credible allegation he violently sexually assaulted her. The fake news media are doing what they can to protect him. This poll shows only 53% say they are very or somewhat familiar with the allegation. But new media have gotten the word out and the growing scandal is tying Biden and his campaign up in knots. When Biden is not in hiding, which looks terrible, he's running around proving his cognitive abilities are in sharp decline, which looks even worse. What's more, the American people don't really care about stuff like sex scandals. What they watch for is how well the candidate handles the scandal. What voters are primarily interested in is competence. And Biden's handling of the Reid allegation again proves how unsteady he is, how incompetent he is. Voters are losing confidence in him, and once the country reopens and he can no longer play rope-a-dope in his basement with his wife by his side to prop him up, they are really going to see how unsteady he is. Until 6 weeks ago, when America was enjoying peace and prosperity, the risk of replacing Trump with a placeholder like Biden didn't feel risky. But with the dual crises of the pandemic and the economic crash, Americans are going to be looking for leadership above all else, competency above all else, and even with billions of dollars in corporate media propaganda protecting him, Biden never looks steady or ready to lead. Trump's job approval has never hit an average of 50%. A majority of the people just don't like the guy, don't like his personality. Pre-corona, it would have been pretty easy to replace him with a Joe Biden. In a way, Trump's own success at growing the economy and increasing world peace worked against him. Because people would have been able to say that when things are going so well, we don't need a Donald Trump. Well, Now that we're a country in crisis, we do need a Donald Trump. And replacing him with an enfeebled Biden is just too risky. Let me put it this way. The only way to beat an incumbent president is with an acceptable alternative. And when only 32% believe Biden can create jobs and only 35% think he's ready to handle this pandemic, you are missing that mark by a wide mile. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.